Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And by the way, some people say, why do you say every day? But you mentioned Monday through Friday and also Sunday. Well, Saturday we have two replays every Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Pacific. So you can do the math, check those out on Saturdays as well. We got a lot to get into here today. A weekend edition of the show. No pay-per-views here tonight. There was a UFC last night. If you have any thoughts on the UFC 226 show, Tyrone Woodley, Darren Till was the main event. Very, very fun show. A lot of exciting finishes. Lots of interesting submissions. Believe it or not, last night, there were two stump pullers on the same show. I've been told there was one other stump puller in UFC history. I have never seen this before in MMA that I can remember. Apparently it happened at some point, but two of them on the same show last night. Aljamain Sterling, stump puller on Cody Stam, is it Stammen? And then, of course, the Zabit Magomed Sharipov versus Brandon Davis fight ended in a stump puller. I did not see the Aljamain Sterling stump puller. I definitely saw the second one. So we can talk about that on the show here today. Plus, a lot of news. We have SmackDown ratings. We have Ring of Honor Final Battle. We have got Luke Harper working NXT. We have got WWE and the new season of the Mixed Match Challenge. Not only do we have the teams, we have the matchups. We have lineups for Raw, SmackDown, 205 Live, NXT. We've got Vince McMahon doing an oral history, a tell-all book about the history of WWE. We can talk about all of that here today on the show. And as always, your feedback here. Lots of opportunities to give us a call or text. Toll free, 844-411-5411 is direct to me. You can call Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. Send me text messages at 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive. Did I really say Mark Sempervive? How has nobody ever used that word before? It's incredible. You'd think Bischoff or those numbskulls would have used that term. Anyway,
they're
back here on the show.
With you.
Back here on the show here. And during the break, actually, I had a lot of people asking me about the stump puller, including this person. I can't even read this text, but he basically says, clean it up on the air. Let me explain what a stump puller is, everybody, if you don't know, okay? Here's the easiest way to describe it. Imagine sitting on the ground and putting your legs straight out in front of you. So you're doing like a pike sit is the gymnastics term. But basically,
you're
sit down.
For Christ's sake.
Sit down and put your legs straight out in front of you, okay? Now lean forward just a little bit, like you're trying to stretch your hamstring. So you lean forward a little bit, okay? Now your buddy's going to come up, and they're going to sit on your shoulders, and they're going to reach down and grab one of your legs, and they're going to pull it straight up so that your leg is basically going in your face.
Yes, the Big Brother arsenal.
That's a stump puller. And it was even worse because now imagine that position. But instead of being in a pike, now imagine that you're sort of doing the splits. And your buddy is like holding you in the splits and pulling your leg so that your knee is going all the way to your face. And they're stretching your hamstring till you're forced to tap. That's a stump puller. Two of them on one show. Can you imagine? Absolutely
not. I saw the show.
It's crazy. A stump puller set up from the back. That was Zabit Magomed Sharipov. A great name.
Good for you.
He beat Brandon Davis with that one. Jessica Andrade mutilated Carolina Kavalkevich. 158 of the first round via knockout. This is the women's strawweight division. Do you know how small these women are? These women might actually, I'm not sure, but they may actually be bigger than Marco Stunt. In fact,
whoa.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Man.
At that size, you never see a knockout. You see TKOs, you see finishes because the ref jumps in, but you virtually never see a strawweight knock out another strawweight. Jessica Andrade knocked poor Carolina into next week. It was brutal.
Yeah.
Tyrone Woodley destroyed Darren Till. I had all these geeks on the board this morning. Last night when I was reviewing this, I said that everybody was talking about how highly regarded Darren Till was, but I think it was patently obvious to most everybody that he probably shouldn't have gotten this championship match. And boy, the geeks on the internet came out. It's always geeks on the internet. Oh, Brian, Darren Till, a lot of people said that he was highly regarded. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well, what happened to the guy? He got smashed. Because I've been watching this sport since 1993. I've seen 1,000 Darren Tills. Oh, he's been undefeated for X number of fights. Oh, he has not been stopped in X number of fights. People fall into this trap. But the reality was that Darren Till wasn't at this level. And that was revealed last night. And I said that going in, but nobody wants to listen to me. They want to talk about how I don't know anything about MMA.
Listen to you.
Ridiculous. And there were some other great fights as well. So a fun night for UFC. What did you think?
A lot got accomplished. I mean, it really did. And this is not going to change the trajectory of the UFC. It doesn't mean that they still don't need stars and all that sort of stuff. But what you get coming out of this thing is you have to have some positive momentum, even if it's not the flashiest. And you have fights being made out of this, at least two coming out of this thing, if not more than that, with Woodley and Colby Covington, as well as, in all likelihood, Joanna and Andrade. And if you think Joanna doesn't like wrestlers, she had problems with Esparza. I'm not saying that she's exactly the same fighter, but I mean, if you didn't see the fight, you got to go out of your way to see the type of beating that Andrade laid on, or Tatiana Suarez, I'm sorry, laid on. And that was a different fight, but I mean, you have that fight being made. You have the possibility, and somebody on SureDog mentioned this, I think this is a great fight to have Dominic Cruz and Aljamain Sterling. I think is a fight that going forward, you know, where are we exactly at with Sterling? Because he did look really good. You know, where are we at with him? And a fight with him and Dominic Cruz basically can kind of sell itself. Yes, it's on in an undercard of a show. You don't need it to, it's not going to be the main event or anything. But you still need all that kind of positive momentum being on your undercard. And, yeah, there were a lot of negatives as well, too. Weight cutting being the biggest thing. That was a big shadow around Darren Till going into this fight. And then he had the Nico Montano, you know, just that disaster that fell out there. And I don't know if you can do something to kind of save that situation with that title belt, because there's not like there's a whole bunch of names in that division or anything like that. So, you know, if you are setting up Andrade to go ahead and face Rose Namajunas, why not, if it's possible, because you need great fights anyway, and who else is Shevchenko going to face? Why not try to put her in there with Joanna? You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be for the titles, but it is a high-profile fight that, again, isn't going to main event anything, but I think would probably be pretty awesome coming out of this thing.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
I have a question about this Vince McMahon-tell-all book. Do you think he's going to talk about the mistresses and people they cheated with on Linda with them as ruined the marriage? I think that's one of the more interesting topics, and even Daniel Bryan talked about strip clubs.
Who did he say?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Who's the name that you were saying? Mrs. Seuss? Is that Dr. Seuss's wife?
Mistresses.
Oh, mistresses. Yeah. I don't think he's probably going to talk about that, Ryan. But, hey, you never know. Never know what he'll talk about. Now, what about Daniel Bryan in a strip club? What is this?
Well, Daniel Bryan talked about the time he went to Mexico when he was 18 and all the girls had C-sections up with strippers and it sort of turned them off. He ended up in a Japanese strip club anyway a couple months earlier.
I hope that story's in that oral history. I want to thank you very much for the call.
You know, another great thing coming out of last night's fights, for an old man like me, you had Jim Miller, who looked great defeating Alex White. You had Diego Sanchez, who the line, I guess, about Craig White, his opponent going into the fight, was he really respects Diego. Yeah, he really gave him way too much respect because Diego just beat him all the way around the ring. So that was actually nice to see. And for those who aren't Fight Pass subscribers, Irene Aldana and Putilova, I think her name was, in the women's bantamweight division, that was an awesome fight. And I think it won fight of the night. Definitely they got performance bonuses out of the thing. It was just absolutely awesome.
The Vince McMahon story here, an oral history of WWE is in the works from the authors of I Want My MTV. Device Read Books, which is part of HarperCollins Publishers, has announced that Craig Marks And Rob Tannenbaum will be writing a tell-all book about the history of WWE. The press release for the project noted that Marks and Tannenbaum will have, quote, unprecedented access to Vince McMahon. Release date has not been announced, but Marks told ESPN.com he'll hopefully be done with it in 2 years. Current members of the WWE roster, legends, writers, producers, managers, business execs, WWE-related celebrities, and others who have worked with or against McMahon over the years will be interviewed for it. I'm sure all of those that work for Vince McMahon are going to be very, very honest in their recollections of the history of Vince. They claim it will be... Actually, no, this is Vince McMahon himself. This will be an unapologetic look at the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the journey that made WWE into the global phenomenon it is today. I will say this. I will say this. That this is not going to be... How can I say this? If you're expecting, like, absolute, complete, and total honesty in this book, I can tell you right now, you're not going to get it. But with that said, I do believe, I honestly believe this, that a lot of people will be surprised by the level of honesty that is in this book. I do believe that. I will stand by that until the book comes out and I'm proven wrong. So we'll see. Well, coming out in
I'd like to, I'd
a
like
few
to believe
years.
That's the case, because if you pull that curtain all the way back, there's a lot that...
You ain't getting everything, dude.
I'm just saying, though, but you know, even if we get a true representation of that, I'll be very, very surprised. But I hope that's the case.
Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. If you head to my Twitter right now, at Brian Alvarez, there is a link to my Instagram. Haven't plugged that in a while. F4W Online on Instagram. Or just click the link on Twitter, and you can go up there. And right now on my Instagram, if you head up there, you can see the final moments. Some of the final moments, I might add, of the bout we did in Vegas where the dastardly Disco Inferno turned on me in the middle of this match. It's up on my Instagram, F4W Online, or Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. So head up there and check it out. And let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian and Mark. This is Jackson from Orlando.
Yes, Jackson.
Listen to this.
Brian, hey, first of all, great Instagram, by the way, F4W Online. I'm looking at a great picture of you right now delivering a chop to an unsuspecting fan. It looks like a hoot.
Yes. Is that you?
No, I wish, though. Oh. Next time.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Unfortunately, the nice thing is at the end, I'm disgusted by something,
yes.
Brian and Mike. I've been going to the NXT tapings for the past year or so.
Yes.
And they, as you know, they have this fella named Jackson Ryker.
Yes.
Over there.
Yes.
He's a good wrestler. As I said before, my name is Jackson, but do you know how my name is spelled? It's not spelled J-A-X-S-O-N. It's in fact spelled the correct way, and I'm disgusted by that.
Well, are you a greasy white guy with a beard?
Wait.
It seems like that whole crew's got wacky names.
So you're disgusted the way yours is spelled or the way that his is spelled?
I think his.
I'm disgusted that an enormous company like WWE can have the temerity to change the spelling of such a revered and wonderful name such as mine.
Well, let me put it this way. That name Jackson Ryker, I hate that name. It's just, no offense to anybody named Jackson.
His name before was the perfect wrestling name. Chad Lale. 4 letters, easy to spell, no one can ever say it wrong. The perfect wrestling name, and they changed it.
Gunner. It worked out great.
Yeah, that was fun.
Gunner.
It's the violence thing. It's the violence thing. They want to tone it back on the violence. You know?
Now he's Jackson Ryker.
Wait a second. Yeah, but like Jackson with an X, like that, to me, it's like that you're supposed to have some edge there. Like there would be a biker would be named that. So like really, I mean, how much safer is it than Gunner? I mean, that's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? Gunner. I mean,
Brian,
really?
I'm so sorry. If I could have just one more thing, and I'm gonna
yes.
get off. I want to ask you. Do you know what's the only thing more devastating than the stump puller? A double stump puller.
Hey.
A double stump puller.
You're right. I've yet to see the double stump puller.
You might if Tyrone Woodley
no,
ever
you
gets
have.
To you for
in
downplaying
in AAA.
Him.
You saw it with
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That takes two men, though.
Wait a second.
I'm talking about one man
double
versus...
Double stump puller?
Yeah, there was a double stump puller. It was on the AAA. Was that the... was that with the Vianos, that anniversary show?
Rayo de Jalisco, Mascara Año Dos Mil.
Yes.
Connect.
Yes.
And the rest of them.
An ungodly horrible match. One of the worst matches literally of all time. Maybe that is the worst match I've ever seen. I'd have to go back and watch that Bushwhackers versus Volkov and Sheik match again.
It was not as bad as that.
Oh, dude. Oh, I don't know.
No, the AAA match was
Survivor
worse.
Jenna and Charmel?
No. This was way worse than that. But I mean, hey, listen, that match had a double stump puller, so can I really say it was the worst match I ever saw with a spot that great?
Well, you can make qualifications on
and
anything,
I guess. And the entrances where the men had to be helped by young boys down the stairs?
Yes, yes. Hey, I want to thank you very much for the call. I apologize for that guy's name.
Maybe
if you have a name,
lower percentile, by the way.
If you got a name that it looks like it was just a random name generator came up with it, I hate those names. No offense if you're calling in and you've got one. I apologize.
No, yeah, because, I mean, you know, Brian with a Y, right?
Daniel Bryan. Brian Danielson. Mm-hmm. Also with a Y. I would bet nowadays there are far more Bryans with a Y than there are Bryans with an I.
Yeah,
that's,
probably.
That's the way to spell it now. Mm. That's the right way to spell it.
Oh.
Let's see what else we've got here. Got a lot of text messages. This person says, you know, it's worse than a double stump puller.
What's that?
Ryan's calls. Oh.
Didn't.
Yeah, Ryan's on Twitter now, and he's just going on and on and on. He wants to know all about Vince's sex life. I have no idea why. He's
what?
Fascinated here. He's fascinated by it.
Well, you know, Jim Cornette's got somebody that blows him up all the time saying that Vince is a Mason. I'm surprised that no one's come to that conclusion or anyone in Ryan's circle has possibly come to that conclusion.
Maybe, yeah, there's one for you, Ryan.
If he cracks that code, then he can get into the inner workings of what Vince may like in the dungeons of his sex life.
This person here, it's actually Ryan, also says, do you have stump puller videos used in pro wrestling? Who did the move the best? It was Big Bully Busick, right?
Yes.
Yes.
He used it as his finisher, although, yeah, I guess Black Bart, I think, also. There are a handful of guys that would use it, but yeah, Big Bully, I guess, on the biggest stage.
Nobody in professional wrestling did it as well as Zabit Magomed Sharipov did in a real fight. Think about that, by the way, everybody.
Well, his was a knee bar.
No, it was a stump puller.
Well,
it was just set up in a different way. It was absolutely positively a stump puller. It was not a knee bar. I mean, it kind of was.
Get into
a knee
it
bar.
With the hardcore MMA fans that, you know, everything pro wrestling is bad. You can't call it a stump puller.
It was a stump puller.
Ridiculous.
Well, when they get their black belt, they can argue with me about it. I'm telling you right now, stump puller is what we saw.
Who gave you yours?
Pedro Sauer.
Bonafide, and some say.
Hell yeah, bonafide. This person here says, the interesting thing to me about the Mae Young Classic isn't the matches as much as it's just seeing. Will probably be next year's new names to the women's division. 9 of the women from last year's Mae Young Classic have become featured acts on TV since then. Well, here's what I want to say about that. Hopefully a lot of these women do get signed, but the reality is last year they were building up their divisions for this new women's revolution. So they needed a whole bunch of bodies. Now, granted, I mean, there really are only probably 9 women on each roster that they do anything with, and there should be more if you can have a real women's division, but I don't know if you're going to see 9 of the women from the Mae Young Classic this year get signed, but hey, I could be wrong.
Imagine Mako Satomura getting signed and putting over Dana Brooke on main event.
That could happen, because anything could happen.
Anything.
But I
happen.
Actually would bet if they signed Mako Satomura, she would not be putting over Dana Brooke on that show.
She'd be pinning men on SmackDown. She'd be in the middle of this AJ Styles and Samoa Joe situation, like competing for a shot at the world title. I'd be fine with that. And if you've ever seen Mako Satomura, it could be believable.
Alrighty here. Looking through some results from last night. I can talk more about this after a while, but I'm going to save this message here.
What?
It's just something I want to follow up on.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. 844-411-5411 is the phone number. That is 844-411-5411. You can call the Sports Byline today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you'd like to text us here, we got available text message lines open. Infinite amount, in fact. 425-780-7566. This person says, Doink the Clown. So I guess maybe he did the stump puller. I don't remember Doink.
Actually, Doink did do the stump puller. That's
did
right.
He?
He did, yeah.
I don't remember that.
That's right. Yeah, I'll be damned.
But it says, Jackson Ryker sounds like the combination of two Mortal Kombat characters, Jax and Stryker. Someone at NXT Creative really likes Mortal Kombat, The Ascension, Ember Moon, etc. Well, I know here is that the... I got another weird text here. I'm just being flooded with these here.
Are you holding them off to the side either?
I'm gonna get to all these.
Mixed
Match fear
Challenge
not.
Or whatever.
Here's what I know. I don't know if this has changed, but I know that for a long time, if Mike Sempervive got signed to NXT, he would be told, you need a name, so make a list. And you would come up with 4, 5, 6 names.
Chili McFreeze.
Submit them. And then they'd say, hey, we really like Chili McFree, so that's your new name. It wasn't so much like you got signed, and then NXT Creative came up with a name for you. This was something that was very much in the talent's hands. So I can't blame Jackson Riker on NXT. It's probably Gunner. Had to come up with some ideas.
And son's name or something. I mean, that was the Kevin Owens thing, right? It was the tribute to his son. Or
his son's name is Owen.
Yeah, so that's there you go. So, and everybody's different, and everyone's situations are different. So it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. I mean, you know, if they had something going on with him, that would be one thing, but they don't. So that's still the biggest thing that's working against him is he's just a faceless guy right now in the mix.
This person says, one guy has a sore hamstring, the other guy hurt his knee. I guess he's talking about the two different stump pullers last
stump
night.
Pullers.
Like I said, I didn't see the stump puller on the prelim, so I only know the one that I saw, which very much looked like a stump puller. It was attacking the hamstring.
God, prelims were actually really good.
Not necessarily the knee. The whole show apparently was pretty good. Tom sent me one match to watch, and it should have been one of the matches on the FS1 prelims, but instead it was on the Fight Pass, which was still a very good fight. One fight of the night, but I wanted to see that stump puller, the other one. Person says, are the Undisputed Era your pick for Tag Team of the Year so far? I don't know if I could say that. They're very good. What about the Young Bucks? What about Mustache Mountain? There's a lot of great teams here.
Well, you could say, at least, that in the case if you're bringing up Mustache Mountain, that the Undisputed Era defeated them twice. So there you go.
They also won the titles from them.
Certainly Stable of the Year, or would be right up there with that, too. But, they've been fantastic.
Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So during the break, actually it was during the last segment, I got an email with AAW results from September 9th. September 9th? That would have, it should be September 8th, right? Unless the show took place this afternoon. Anyway, one way or the other. Looking through these results, I feel like I'm doing a Dave show. September 9th? No, it was 8th. But it ended on the 9th. It was after midnight. No, it's the 8th. But it says the 9th right here. Anyway, looking through the results here, no Sami Callihan.
Oh.
And the last time I went to an AAW show, there was quite a hullabaloo with Sami Callihan. He was having a hardcore match, and the building owner actually got over the intercom, called him a naughty name, and told him to quit breaking the chairs. And then security got involved, and there was some confusion. And I guess that he thought that a security guard was a worker, but actually was a real security guard. So when he punched the guy, the security guard wasn't happy. And anyway, it was like a legitimate thing that happened.
I was saying the security guard was actually like, he was holding it down. he actually had a gun on him that he showed later on.
This was
to let him know that he was not a fake fighter.
Yes. So anyway, as it turns out, Sami Callihan is in fact still with AAW. So I guess everything got smoothed over. He just was unavailable for this weekend. They've got a tournament coming up. Sammy's going to be working the tournament. So
Jim Lynham Memorial, yes.
Looks like everything worked out there on all sides. So that's good to hear.
Don't touch the chairs. I remember there was something like this.
Oh, it wasn't just touching the chairs that he did.
Well, yes. Throwing them and stacking them on top of a man.
And smashing a table that was on top of a guy with chairs. It was quite the deal.
I don't know. If I'm the owner of the venue, I mean, unless I really got an event scheduled like early the next day or something, which that's your own fault after a wrestling show to not give yourself a little bit of leeway just in case. But, man, I'm thinking, hey, you know, I see how many people show up at this thing all the time. I might be getting me some new chairs. Let them destroy the chairs. Go ahead. See? Right there.
Every time. Every time I'm about to read one of these parables, one of these fables, your phone goes off. Shut that thing off. This is our daily fable. A classic. It should be a classic. Hopefully everyone in WWE has read this one. The Tortoise and the Hare. The actual title is The Hare and the Tortoise, but that's beside the point. It's like arguing about the time. A hare one day ridiculed the short feet and slow pace of the tortoise. The latter, laughing, said, "Though you be swift as the wind, I will beat you in a race." The hare, deeming her assertion to be simply impossible, assented to the proposal, and they agreed that the fox would choose the course and fix the goal. On the day appointed for the race, they started together. The tortoise never for a moment stopped, but went on with a slow but steady pace, straight to the end of the course. The hare, trusting to his native swiftness, cared little about the race, and lying down by the wayside, fell fast asleep. At last waking up, and moving as fast as he could, he saw the tortoise had reached the goal and was comfortably dozing after her fatigue. Slow and steady wins the race. And that is a very important fable for everybody in pro wrestling to learn, especially those booking and those working. Let's see what else we got in the text message bin right here.
How about those watching?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Some of you need to slow down.
Regarding UFC, why is it that weight cutting isn't an issue in amateur wrestling and boxing? This seems like a UFC-specific issue.
No.
Well, it is an issue to a degree in boxing. although I don't think it's anywhere close to the level of UFC. I don't hear about every single boxing fight. They're losing people and kidney issues. And I don't know, when's the last time someone in boxing died because they were cutting weight?
I'd have to go back and look. But there's been more than that. It's been the issue of guys blowing up and essentially being two and three divisions much bigger than the other person, laying heavy wood to them. But again, that doesn't exactly go with what we're talking about. But go ahead.
Amateur wrestling, there are problems as well. But amateur wrestling, I mean, they've really clamped down on the weight cutting.
Well, they had three.
They had three die in 1997.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big, big wake-up call. And as anybody that's ever wrestled knows, I mean, you know, it's just you do things to your body to try to make weight, you know. And they needed to fix it, and they were able to fix it. And that's that. I mean, you know, you weigh in, and then you go wrestle. And that's the way it should be. Why is this an issue? Because there's money involved, and because there's politics involved, and because there's a lot of BS.
And because
involved.
There are commissions and they can't get anything done.
Exactly. And you got a private company as well, too. It's just, it is one gigantic pain. And do they really want it to go away? No, actually, they don't. They don't want fights to fall out, but do they really want this to go away? No. And it's kind of just getting to the point where maybe we should just have more plain stated catch weight fights. You know, they're in the era of needing to put on big, massive shows anyway, and the names matter more than the content underneath it. But anyway, so why not just keep mixing this up more and putting some of the Darren Till, if he missed two, including one by 3 pounds in May, and he was fighting for a title. But it's still the second or third time in total that he's missed weight.
Dude, he missed weight to win the title fight, or to win the chance to fight for the title. That's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying, in May, and it's just completely ridiculous. So at that point, that's where it falls on the UFC to actually do something, and you can't do the sliding scale of it. I mean, Nico Montagna, they stripped. And look, you can say that Nico Montagna didn't want to fight, and I'm going to agree with that, and I'm sure that there are frankly the reason why she was stripped more than anything else. But I mean, what kind of example does it set when she got stripped? Max Holloway still got a title, but he was a title holder that fell ill to weight cutting, yet he hasn't been. It's like everything is so out of control. You can really fix it if you want to. It's just a matter of everybody getting together and doing it, and they're just not going to.
If you want to give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 844-411-5411. And, of course, text messages, 425-780-7566. Clearly, everybody is distracted by this football game that's going on right now. And driving around Seattle, very, very difficult.
There's some bangers going on right now.
We've got some news here as well. Raw tomorrow. This is literally what is written on WWE.com. This past Monday night, Little Miss Bliss made the Queen of Hearts submit to her own version of Rousey's armbar with a capital A, as the rowdy one looked on from ringside. Can Rousey and Natalya score some retribution this coming Monday night, 6 nights before the baddest women on the planet? And that's a reference to Ronda Rousey alone, so I don't know what to make of that. Defends her title against The Goddess at the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. If you can't figure it out, they're doing Natalya and Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss and Alicia Fox on Raw tomorrow.
Is the extraordinary man who does extraordinary, whatever the hell it is he going to be? You know, this at least there was a different time, though. Do you remember when WWF really started getting involved in doing this and making sure that everyone knew that every time they wrote something out or put it up there that it was a registered trademark? And so they would actually put out this copy that would have everybody's names and the names like this over and over again with TMs and R's next to it. Like, at least we've moved past that. But why do they insist on doing this?
It's the way they do things, how they write things.
It's the extraordinary man who does extraordinary things. Like, how clunky is that?
This person here notes, this is in regards to the mixed match challenge. Now that Asuka is beatable, who do you think will win Season 2 of the Mixed Match Challenge? Well, let's look at these teams right here. Strowman and Bliss Owens and Natalya, Lashley and Sasha, Finn Balor and Bayley, Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox. SmackDown has Styles and Charlotte, Uso and Naomi, Miz and Asuka, Rusev and Lana, Truth and Carmella. I could see Strowman and Bliss winning. I could see Styles and Charlotte winning.
How many more commercials are Rusev and Lana going to be doing? Because if they're going to keep doing commercials, they could win.
And I could see R-Truth and Carmella winning, believe it or not.
Actually, I'd be fine with that, too.
Yep. Yep. So SmackDown, the Mixed Match Challenge starts next week. We have got Jeff Hardy, Shinsuke Nakamura for SmackDown on Tuesday, as well as Charlotte versus Sonya Deville and Cesaro and Sheamus versus Rusev and Aiden English. SmackDown has become CMLL. There's always a tournament going on. You notice that? They literally just had a tournament to determine who was going to face the Bludgeon Brothers. The Bludgeon Brothers lost the titles. They immediately did another tournament to find out who was going to face the New Day. Is booking that hard? Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hey. What's going on?
My question is about, I'm watching SmackDown last Tuesday night. What's the deal? Is Carmella babyface or not?
Well, the last I checked, she was a heel.
But she's super
What
pretty.
Was the deal with dancing with R-Truth and everything, you know, pulling for him and backing him up?
How can you hate R-Truth?
Well, I'll explain to you, Jim. I believe that was done because they are a team in the Mixed Match Challenge. So I think that's what's going on because they've had babyfaces and heels team up before, and like Braun Strowman had a crush on Alexa, who's supposed to be a heel, but then she was kind of a babyface because they were together. It's just...
Oh, my God. What does this mean for Elias now? Are they going to... Is Elias in this thing? He's not.
No.
That's good for him because I wouldn't want Braun to get upset. You saw the way Alexa looked at him last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had some really good women's matches, I thought, on SmackDown last week.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, pushing it for the, you know, they got the big pay-per-view coming up, and you got to get that
big pay-per-view.
Pumped up.
Dude, they've got so many shows coming up.
I would say that's October. I mean, it's not like it's that far away, but they got so much that's stacked before it. They got some wiggle room on that women's pay-per-view, and I think a lot of that's going to be shaken out behind the scenes because they're bringing so many women back and stuff like that. It's just a matter of putting them all into slots where we may not find out about a lot of that stuff till later on, but they got so much stacked ahead of it, it probably really doesn't matter anyway.
Well, I heard a rumor, maybe one of you guys was saying it, or I heard somewhere, that Asuka could be going heel. Is that true?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call, Jim. I mean, they've been talking about Asuka potentially going heel for a while now. But then they ended up turning Becky, so maybe they won't turn her. But as far as, like, upcoming events, here's what we have, everybody.
Was that just something that spiraled out of control?
No, they had been talking about it, and then something else happened. But anyway, we got Hell in a Cell next weekend. 2 weeks later, we got the Super Showdown in Australia. That's October 6th. 3 weeks later, October 28th, WWE Evolution. 4 days after that, WWE is going to Saudi Arabia. I don't know if the Saudi Arabia show is going to be on the network. And honest to God, right now my feeling is it's not going to be. So, can you imagine Shawn Michaels coming out of retirement and having a tag team match and it's not even on the network?
Well, is there a way you can monetize it more later? Then maybe.
Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Music there reminds me that tonight, the Brian and Vinny Show, NWA World Championship Wrestling from around 30 years ago. I believe it is the night of the Ric Flair Sting 45-minute draw, which we may be watching as well. In fact, we probably will for the Sunday Night Potpourri, on top of everything else. This person says, Brian, SmackDown, it's not a tournament. It's a series of matches to get a championship bout. That's exactly right. I apologize. And this person says, why are people acting like Covington is ducking Woodley? Hasn't Woodley been refusing to fight Covington forever? Yes.
What?
I do believe that's the case. I haven't heard anyone saying that Covington is ducking him.
No, that sounds like something Colby Covington would say to draw attention to Colby Covington.
Yeah, that's possible. Any update on Brock? Nope. He's training for UFC, training for a fight with Daniel Cormier in early 2019. And after that, we'll see where they go. Obviously, if he wins, they'll want him to fight again. If he loses, probably coming back to WWE. This person also says, as far as the weight-cutting issue in UFC as opposed to boxing, boxing has more weight divisions. Usually, they are separated by 5 pounds. Not 15 pounds like in MMA.
Yeah,
or in the case of light heavyweight to heavyweight, we're talking like 40 pounds.
Well, yeah, and everybody, guess what, still cheats their way through that, too, because it's just so you're 7 weight classes ahead when you, you know, blow up in weight immediately after you weigh in. So, it's,
yes.
Again, it's problems everywhere.
You will still cut to the lowest weight that you can make without dying, hopefully. We're out of here, everybody. We'll be back here tomorrow with more. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Check out sportsbyline.com for a full lineup of shows. Thanks, Mike, as always. Scott, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.